Unit 1. Listening Part 1. Exercise 2.
1. You hear part of a conversation with a boy called Patrick.
Do you help much around the house then, Patrick?
Not much. I make my bed and occasionally do the washing up, but I'm studying pretty hard for my exams at the moment, so my mum ends up doing most of the housework while I get on with my studying. Even so, she still finds time to give me a hand with my studies from time to time. She used to be a maths teacher, and she knows I'm getting a bit nervous about the maths exam. I suspect she finds explaining algebra and things quite fun, and actually, she's pretty good at it too.
Do you help much around the house then, Patrick?
Not much. I make my bed and occasionally do the washing up, but I'm studying pretty hard for my exams at the moment, so my mum ends up doing most of the housework while I get on with my studying. Even so, she still finds time to give me a hand with my studies from time to time. She used to be a maths teacher, and she knows I'm getting a bit nervous about the maths exam. I suspect she finds explaining algebra and things quite fun, and actually, she's pretty good at it too.
2. You hear a girl called Tracy talking to a friend.
So, how often do you all do things together as a family then, Tracy?
Oh, all the time. I mean, at least once a week at weekends. You see, we live in this really old house which we've been working on together. In fact, we've just finished doing up the kitchen. It's been great fun because we've all been doing it together. We made a lot of mess, of course, which we had to clear up, and now we're decorating it so it's looking nicer and nicer. We had lots of really big arguments about the colour, but in the end, I got my way.
So, how often do you all do things together as a family then, Tracy?
Oh, all the time. I mean, at least once a week at weekends. You see, we live in this really old house which we've been working on together. In fact, we've just finished doing up the kitchen. It's been great fun because we've all been doing it together. We made a lot of mess, of course, which we had to clear up, and now we're decorating it so it's looking nicer and nicer. We had lots of really big arguments about the colour, but in the end, I got my way.
3. You hear a girl called Vicky taking part in a class discussion.
Does anyone ever do sports with other people in their family? Yes, Vicky.
Well, my dad's a fitness fanatic, so he's always running or cycling or doing something energetic. I do sporty things with him now and again, more often in the summer, though occasionally at other times of the year as well. He's got a few days holiday at the moment, so he's probably doing something sporty right now. He's always asking me to go out cycling with him, but now I've got a boyfriend and other things to get on with, so recently I've been spending more time with him and not so much with my dad.
Does anyone ever do sports with other people in their family? Yes, Vicky.
Well, my dad's a fitness fanatic, so he's always running or cycling or doing something energetic. I do sporty things with him now and again, more often in the summer, though occasionally at other times of the year as well. He's got a few days holiday at the moment, so he's probably doing something sporty right now. He's always asking me to go out cycling with him, but now I've got a boyfriend and other things to get on with, so recently I've been spending more time with him and not so much with my dad.
4. You hear a boy called Costas talking about family celebrations.
I take it you don't enjoy family celebrations then, Costas?
Not much, to be honest. I just feel they go on for too long and I'd prefer to be out doing other things with my mates, not sitting around listening to my uncles and aunts and that. Everyone's always telling the same old jokes or singing the same old songs, and I've heard them all millions of times, so I guess I've just lost interest. I mean, it's just not much fun anymore. I try not to show it, but, you know, I just wait for things to end, and then when I get the chance, I go out with my friends. That's what I really like.
I take it you don't enjoy family celebrations then, Costas?
Not much, to be honest. I just feel they go on for too long, and I'd prefer to be out doing other things with my mates, not sitting around listening to my uncles and aunts and that. Everyone's always telling the same old jokes or singing the same old songs, and I've heard them all millions of times, so I guess I've just lost interest. I mean, it's just not much fun anymore. I try not to show it, but, you know, I just wait for things to end, and then when I get the chance, I go out with my friends. That's what I really like.
5. You hear a boy called Rajiv talking to his sister on the phone.
Hiya.
Are you still at Jasvinda's house?
Yeah, why? We're just playing some games.
Computer games? I've been looking for my laptop. You wouldn't have any idea what's happened to it, would you?
Oh, I've just borrowed it for the evening. Hope you don't mind.
Oh, honestly. You're always using my stuff without asking me, and I've got this really important homework project. Now what am I going to do?
Use Dad's computer instead. He won't mind.
Look, I can't do that. I've got everything saved on mine, and you've just walked off with it. Are you still at Jasvinda's house?
Yeah, why? We're just playing some games.
Computer games? I've been looking for my laptop. You wouldn't have any idea what's happened to it, would you?
Oh, I've just borrowed it for the evening. Hope you don't mind.
Oh, honestly. You're always using my stuff without asking me, and I've got this really important homework project. Now what am I going to do?
Use Dad's computer instead. He won't mind.
Look, I can't do that. I've got everything saved on mine, and you've just walked off with it.
6. You hear a boy called Marco talking to a friend.
Hi, Marco. What's the matter? You look exhausted.
Oh, I am. You see, we went on this family outing yesterday. My mum said it'd be good for me to have a break from all my schoolwork. She says I've been working too hard. Anyway, we went down to the seaside, which is quite a long way, as you know. And then my dad and I spent ages swimming and playing in the sea. Mum had to drive us home. We were both so worn out by the time we came out.
Hi, Marco. What's the matter? You look exhausted.
Oh, I am. You see, we went on this family outing yesterday. My mum said it'd be good for me to have a break from all my schoolwork. She says I've been working too hard. Anyway, we went down to the seaside, which is quite a long way, as you know. And then my dad and I spent ages swimming and playing in the sea. Mum had to drive us home. We were both so worn out by the time we came out.
7. You hear a girl called Samin leaving a telephone message for her mother.
Hi, Mum. It's Julia's birthday today. Anyway, she's having a party and I've been with Susanna and Claire to buy her a present. We got her a really nice bag, but it was a bit expensive. Anyway, the reason I'm phoning you is because she's invited us to spend the night at her place. Is that all right, Mum? It is Friday night, so I don't have to get up early tomorrow or anything. I'll give you a call when I want you to come and pick me up. Hi, Mum. It's Julia's birthday today. Anyway, she's having a party and I've been with Susanna and Claire to buy her a present. We got her a really nice bag, but it was a bit expensive. Anyway, the reason I'm phoning you is because she's invited us to spend the night at her place. Is that all right, Mum? It is Friday night, so I don't have to get up early tomorrow or anything. I'll give you a call when I want you to come and pick me up.
8. You hear an interview with a young musician called Pau.
Pau, you play the trumpet in the town band. Why did you go for that particular instrument?
Well, I don't think I really had a choice. There have always been trumpeters in the band from my family, and my granddad gave me his when he stopped playing, so I think he'd have been shocked if I'd chosen something else. I quite like it, but I think I'd prefer the guitar, because then I could play in a rock band instead. Perhaps I'll learn that as well. You don't have to just choose one instrument. You can play others as well.
Pow, you play the trumpet in the town band. Why did you go for that particular instrument?
Well, I don't think I really had a choice. There have always been trumpeters in the band from my family, and my granddad gave me his when he stopped playing, so I think he'd have been shocked if I'd chosen something else. I quite like it, but I think I'd prefer the guitar, because then I could play in a rock band instead. Perhaps I'll learn that as well. You don't have to just choose one instrument. You can play others as well.